The meeting of the City Council for Tuesday, August 20th, to order. And we will start the meeting with an invocation and pledge of allegiance led by Pastor Phil Jones of the Roadway Alliance Church. If you all would please stand.
Join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to gather in a free country, recognizing you as sovereign and Lord. Would you bind this group together with some unity where there's differences of opinions and values and outlooks? Would you still bring unity to the whole? Would you protect our city, protect our land, Lord? We ask your blessings upon this time and upon these people. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you also join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jones. Okay, we'll go to approval of the general agenda. I would accept a motion.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion, and Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Councilman McClellan made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. The first one is for Councilmember Karsrud. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote. Sorry. Who are we looking? Okay.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and one abstention by Councilman Karsrud.
Thank you. The next conflict claim is for myself. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and one abstention by yourself.
Thank you. Now for comments. Council comments. First of all, Councilman Karsrud.
Madam Mayor, I just want to thank everybody that helped put together the PGI this last week. It was very well attended. I did get to go one night. It was very exciting. I got to watch a big firebomb, the big fireball. But anyway, just thanks for everybody that did go out and enjoy it, and thanks for those that put the hours in to put it on. And I know we had a lot of people from out of town come. My brother personally came two different nights and made that trip twice because it was so fun the first night. And it was pretty exciting, and we were very happy to have them. So,
okay, thank you. President Montgomery, you have
something? Madam Mayor, I'd like to remind people that schools in session, and to watch out for the kids running around and slow down through the school zones.
Okay. Thank you. Any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Okay. Any public? Anyone in the public? Unfinished business. We don't have anything. A second reading or third reading. Have new business, H1A.
Council consideration of a catering permit for August 24th, 2019 from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. for the last summertime bash in the Mingles parking lot, which will include outdoor music requested by Mingles Lounge.
Move for approval. Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this? I know they've done this quite a few years, so there's probably not much more to say about it. So if there's no discussion, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to 1B.
Council consideration of a street closure for all of Wenger Drive in front of Fire Station Number 3 on September 11, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for a Marine Corps League 5K run requested by Captain Dan Smith of Campbell County Fire Department Station 3.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this?
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. Thank you guys again. This is the fifth annual Marine Corps League Race the Roof. This is basically Marines benefiting the veterans. A lot of that's based here locally. And so the proceeds and everything from this event helps out in the Marine Corps League with what they do within our community and from that. So last year we had approximately 140 to 150 people participate. And so we're hoping we're around the same amount, if not even more, this year. So,
and it's all day long?
So the reason I requested from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Is one, for the setup. So we can actually get everything, apparatus and everything, out of the bays and out on the streets so we can start getting the building set up. So that moves everything. And as we have vendors coming through the day, we're not having any issues or safety concerns with traffic coming through on that roadway. Realistically, we don't get a lot of traffic on Wenger Drive anyway, since it's right there in front of Station 3. It's very minimal, so that's why I requested the time frame I did.
Okay. Any other questions for Captain Smith? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
If there's no other questions or discussion, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to C.
Council consideration for the approval of a parade permit on Gillette Avenue from 7th Street to 1st Street on September 19, 2019 from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. for the Thunder Basin High School Homecoming Parade requested by the Thunder Basin High School Student Council.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Is there anyone here to speak to this?
Hello, Madam Mayor, members of City Council. My name is Caden Shelody, and I am the Vice President for the Thunder Basin Student Council. And I'd just like to say thank you to all of you for hearing this motion and hopefully approving this, and hope it goes smoothly. So, and
now,
I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay, and this is the on Gillette Avenue?
Yes, just the
just
usual
how it always
parade
used
route.
To be. And is this the first year you've done your own, or did you do your own last year?
We did our own last year. The very first year that the school split, we had a dual parade with Campbell County.
Who are you playing this year? Do you know?
Sheridan.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, you got to beat Sheridan. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to me.
Okay, any other discussion on the parade permit? If not, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, and good luck.
Thank you.
It takes us to D.
Council consideration of a street closure for the 3rd Street Plaza and Gillette Avenue from 2nd Street to 4th Street on September 21st, 2019, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a Bikes, Trikes, and Tikes bicycle awareness event requested by Jonathan Baer.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded. I see we have a paper here on this. Is there someone here to talk to this? Okay.
Madam Mayor, Council, thanks for having me tonight. Basically, what we're trying to do is...
Your name, sir?
Oh, I'm Jonathan Baer.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is, myself, I've met Miss King at some hockey games. I ride with a motorcycle club here in town. And what we're trying to do is get some of the other organizations and the other clubs in town. We're going to come together and do one event. We usually kind of all do our own thing. And something we kind of kicked around was a bicycle rodeo for the kids. So what we're going to do is have them come down on Main Street. The events are listed there on the flyer that you guys got. They'll participate in those events. And then at the end of the day, we'll have some bicycles for each age group. As the kids finish up, we'll then donate those bikes to some of the participants of the events. Then also what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to raise some money for the schools. And then also if people don't have the ability to put up the $5, we'll have them bring some non-perishable food items, which then the school that has the most participants for the day, then the proceeds will be donated to that school. And then all the non-perishable food items will then go to the soup kitchen.
Oh, good. This is good. So who's all behind this?
What group? Currently right now, like I said, I was kind of waiting for approval today, whether we get to do the event. But myself and my organization, the UMF here in town, Abate, the Lions Club, and then we've kind of talked to some local businesses on Main Street a little bit. Visionary already said as soon as we get approval, come down and talk to them. Pain for Sale Tattooing is also in. We talked to... Oh, what is the little coffee shop? It changes names all the time. I can't think of it right here on
the
Main Street.
The local, maybe?
Yeah, the local. They were also interested. Alalala. I've got Tony. He's kind of on the fence at Cole Sports. And then some other businesses that aren't on Main Street have showed some interest. They're just waiting to find out what we find out today. So.
Okay, great. Any questions?
Looks like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good event. Hope it goes.
Well, we hope so.
Now that's a Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, council. If you don't have any more questions, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. Good luck, Mr. Bear.
Yep.
Okay, that takes us to E. Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Windland Industrial Park Water and Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project installed by Hot Iron Incorporated in the amount of $1,016,130.28, a 1% project.
Move for approval. Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. And this is a 1% project. So, Administrator Davidson.
Madam Mayor, it is. This is with regard to the Windland Industrial Park. As part of the project, approximately 1,118 lineal feet of 8-inch sewer line was installed, 549 lineal feet of 12-inch water main, including 31-meter pits and 5 additional fire hydrants for safety purposes. The original bid on this was $916,345.22. There was a change order in the amount of $99,785 for a total before you this evening of $1,016,130.28. This is by means of 1% funding.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on this project? I bet they're happy out there, right? Okay, there's no discussion. Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to F.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the water tank rehabilitation Z1-R2 project installed by Classic Protective Coatings Incorporated in the amount of $848,125, and it's a 1% project.
Okay. Is 1%, so if you could tell us about this one too.
Madam Mayor, this is the water tank up by the old landfill. As you can see, we've got before and after photographs. This was an exterior and interior repair to remove pitting and rusting and other upgrades. There was basically a three-coating process inside and outside of the tank. You'll notice when this photo circle through again, there is stairs and other items added to this. This was to meet OSHA standards. To make sure that we were maintained in compliance with that. The contract price on this was $889,750. Change orders actually reduced the contract price by $41,625. For the total before you this evening is $848,125. I would note that this was done 14 days ahead of schedule.
Okay. I would ask for a motion, please.
Move for approval.
Second.
Okay. Councilman Brown made the motion. Councilman Montgomery, thanks for picking up on that. Okay. Well, we just heard about it, so is there any questions on the water tank? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to G.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the City Pool Parking Lot Improvements Project installed by Powder River Construction in the amount of $649,515.85, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman Carsrud seconded it. And we have another 1%.
Madam Mayor, this was a parking lot that was in need of repair. As the before photos show, there was substantial damage to this parking lot and needed to be repaired. This not only was the parking lot itself, but also there was an adjacent water main that also, since we were exposing it, needed to be repaired as well. And some reconstruction on Gillette Avenue as it goes in that general area. The original contract price on this was $648,768. There was a change order of $747.85, bringing the total this evening to $649,515.85. I'd note that the engineer's original estimate was $700,000, so approximately $50,000 less than the engineer's estimate on this project.
Okay. Looks good. We took a tour up there, and it did look nice. So if there's no other discussion, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the roadway beautification project installed by G&G Landscaping Incorporated in the amount of $243,972.26, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded. And there we see the before. I've had a lot of comments on that, how nice it looks. Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Madam Mayor, I would remind Council that this was originally one project, and due to the way this was budgeted with bid alternatives, we were able to secure all three projects under the. This is 1% funding. I would also.
That was nice.
The contract price was $219,162.56. There is a change order to increase that by $24,000. That $24,000 increase was with regard to when we cycle back through, there was some landscape blocks that were put in and a retaining wall, and that was the cost of that for the total before you this evening of $243,972.26.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion? Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to I.
Council consideration of a bid award for the asphalt crack sealing project to Highway Improvement Incorporated in the amount of $68,080, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. And it's another 1%.
Madam Mayor, this is the last 1% for this evening. You'll notice on the map the area is outlined in purple. This is for crack sealing, and this is a concept that was advanced by our city engineer in the winter as a way of making sure that we sealed up some of these roads to prevent any premature failure of the roadways. The lowest bidder on this is Highway Improvement Incorporated at $68,080, which is about $9,000 lower than the next lowest bidder, and we would recommend the bid be awarded appropriately.
Is that a local company?
Madam Mayor, I do not believe it is. I would defer to Director Mazzarelli on that.
Did we have local bidders?
We did.
It would appear with even with the preference, Madam Mayor, that they're still the successful. Okay. They would be the apparent low bidder.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, I'd just like to add that the last five projects are all 1%, so it just goes to show the value of 1% in the community and how important it is for everything that we do for infrastructure projects.
And beautification.
And beautification.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no other discussion, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to J. Council consideration of a bid award for one new 18-foot class scissor lift and new drop deck trailer to Bobcat of Gillette, Wyoming, in the amount of $24,080.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Lundahl seconded it. This is pretty cut and dried, I guess.
Madam Mayor, Bobcat of Gillette was the sole bidder on this.
Sole bidder, okay. Okay, any questions on this purchase? Not, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to K.
Council consideration of a bid award for four new 2020 Utility Police Interceptor all-wheel drive SUVs to Spradley Barr Motors Incorporated of Cheyenne, Wyoming, in the amount of $139,584.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion. Councilman Lundahl seconded it. And I know we always try to keep our bids local, but there was a local bidder didn't give all the forms or something?
Madam Mayor, that's correct. There was two bidders to this, Spradley Barr of Cheyenne, as well as Thunder Basin Ford of Gillette. The bid package was incomplete as provided by Thunder Basin Ford.
Okay. Otherwise, they would have received it, or do we even open the bid?
Madam Mayor, had they provided the proper documentation with regard to their in-state bidder preference, they would be the lowest bidder.
Okay. Any other questions on or discussion? Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances first reading or appointments, no public hearings. And we do not need an executive session, so I will adjourn this meeting. Everyone have a good evening, and thank you for attending.